Ever get that feeling, sending an email and thinking, man, that did not come out right?
Totally. Like, it's fine on the screen,
Yeah,
but
it could be totally misinterpreted, you know?
exactly.
And that's what we're diving into today, this whole world of digital communication.
Right. Like, we're looking at a tool called SoundBranch.
SoundBranch, yeah. And it's trying to fix this exact problem, make digital communication, well, more human.
It's really interesting how much we rely on nonverbal cues when we talk, you
Sure, for
know?
sure.
Things we don't even realize, right?
Yeah.
Like when you're face to face, there's so much more than just the words.
It's true. Our source material is really highlighting that. Like, research suggests over half of communication, it's nonverbal. All those little cues gone in an email.
It's no wonder things get lost in translation, right? It's like trying to read between the lines, but there are no lines.
Exactly. And that's where this whole digital body language thing comes in, which is fascinating. Like, can we actually replicate those nonverbal cues in a digital space?
That's what SoundBranch is trying to do.
Yeah, so tell me a bit more about that. Like, how does it actually work?
So it lets you embed voice messages into emails. So you're getting that vocal inflection, the tone.
Okay, so it's not just sending like a separate voice memo, it's right in the email.
Exactly. It's all integrated. And here's the cool part. It transcribes the messages too.
Oh, that's smart. So if you'd rather read it, you can, but you can also listen on the go if that's easier.
Exactly. So you get the flexibility to communicate in a way that works for you, which I think is super important in a professional setting, right?
Absolutely. Especially if like you need to be really clear with instructions or feedback. Sometimes a voice note is just more efficient.
Right. And that's a key thing the source material emphasized. Efficiency. Like, think about how many times you've gone back and forth in an email chain just trying to clarify one little thing.
All the time.
A quick voice note could have solved it in seconds.
Right. And saved everyone time and frustration. But this also gets into the editing aspect, right? Because even with voice, you might be like, ugh, I wish I'd phrased that better.
Yeah, totally. And that's where SoundBranch gets really clever. The source mentions you can actually edit the transcription after you've recorded your message.
Oh, wow. That's a game changer. So you can make sure your message is perfectly clear, even if you messed up a little in the recording.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No more awkward, can you please ignore the last voice note messages.
Haha, exactly. So it's about clarity, it's about efficiency. It seems like it could really change the way we experience digital communication. But do you think it could actually change the way we interact online as a whole?
That's the big question. I mean, the source material was focused on email, but I imagine this in other contexts.
Right, like in online collaborations.
Project management tools, social media.
It could get really interesting. Imagine if we brought some of this digital body language into those spaces, right?
Would it lead to more empathetic interactions online?
Would it just be a whole new set of problems?
It's hard to say, but it's definitely something to think about.
For sure. It makes you realize how much the way we communicate is always changing. And who knows what the future holds.
Maybe we'll all be sending voice notes instead of emails in a few years.
Maybe. But one thing's for sure, tools like this, they give us a glimpse into the possibilities.
Absolutely.
So, listeners, we'll leave you with this. How do you think this type of technology could change the way we connect online? Is digital body language the future? Is it a recipe for disaster? Let us know your thoughts.
The comments are open. Let's keep this conversation going.
Until next time.